Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take a little time with you and we with many others. But here we are, well into a new year, and again, taking a little time. Enough that we let go of time and just sit with each other during this meditation, this listening time, this sharing life with each other. Sharing life with the one who is life, the one who came to give us life, who is a proclamation of eternal life, the one who is our blessed hope we hear in Titus's reading for this Sunday. So I share with you that spirit of blessed hope, that gladness of being here, the delight of each other's company. And I think of a number of you who I've seen in the last few months and over Christmas, we just looked in each other's eyes and smiled. And the great shine that is in the eyes of affection and friendship that's so apparent when we take a moment and look and see and hear each other's voice. That's what we're doing now, and we're taking time to look and see and listen to hear God's voice. Each moment of our life is another opportunity for discernment. And you know, that's less of a I don't know how to say it. It's less than a rigorous activity than it is a relaxation. I think that's what I want to share, that it's a matter of what we're doing right now. And hopefully when we do this, I'm some help or benefit to you, because I know I need it myself. And that is to let go of those conscious preoccupations that really direct us towards the good, but aren't quite letting us be there. We're wonderful people. We have a lot we want to accomplish. And I bet each of us, if we take time, can acknowledge how much God has accomplished in us. And here's that big phrase, and yet. There's so much more we want to do for ourselves, others, and for God. And so we take a moment like this. We pause and experience the gladness and the goodness of beginning again, of looking into each other's eyes, welcoming the God who looks upon us now, the God who sees us and loves us and calls us God's own beloved. You are my beloved now. John, a good friend of Jesus, who we attribute some wonderful letters to, and gospel just brims full of this understanding of being the beloved. And I've been reading and just taking time with his letters because they so support me and help me and breathe me to this moment with you. Right now, and if you're in the particular week we're in and I'm in when I reflect on this with you, the baptism of the Lord is Sunday, which for me right now is tomorrow. So this is sort of a vigil, a waiting or opening up to what that means. And what it means we hear in Titus, which is also a reading, we hear a few readings that are really of what this time is. It's Christmas time, and it's the completion of Christmas time as Jesus arrives and then goes out into the world. We hear in Titus, the grace of God has appeared, saving all. Now there's a big one for us, saving all. And training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this appearance has happened, and yet there's still this waiting, longing, and anticipation of a more. And you know, we sit in this moment with that tension, real, but not stressful or as anxious, just the so much and yet more. We aren't time-bound, but we're people in time, but we can feel time-bound unless we leave ourselves open to the middle part of that, which is silence. And then the more. From Isaiah for this Sunday, too, we hear that great cry. It's a wonderful one that comes to us through Advent into Christmas. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says the Lord. And I think of each of you now, and I'm grateful for your thoughts for me, that we would find comfort in our lives. so that we would comfort others. Again, we could say a polarity, a place of seeking so we can find and give. And the author of the community says, go up on the high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings, and cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. But we may not be right now ready to cry out at the top of our voices. That's might be why we're right here now, taking a moment and resting and finding deeper peace. And the appearance of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, who calls us to a temperate life, and the radical reality, though, that all are saved. And so we can rest a moment and just give thanks for that. And then hear that neat word that I'd like to just say a little bit about, gladness. To be a herald of glad tidings, it seems to me, is to be one who experiences a deep gladness in my life. You know, over this time, again, some of you have shown yourself to me. We've seen each other. We hear in this reading, and radical throughout the season and all the time in our faith, is that God has shared God's self with us. God has shown God's self, appeared, present. And if we really are there, here, to experience this heralding in our own lives, glad tidings strike us and we're filled with joy, with gladness. Looking that up, exultant happiness is an understanding of joy, and joy is a flow forth from this gladness, this immediate experience of seeing, of hearing, of this presence now, this rejoicing. This one who is the source of our happiness, but not only for ourselves, because this happiness, this joy, this one who comes as light for the world has come saving all, we hear, saving all. In our own personal lives, and certainly between nations today and other places, the incredible tension of the doubt that we have a God who came to save all, and that we are all together now, one. That's part of the showing, the appearance right now. The deep and great unity that you and I can rest in now for a few moments. The gladness. That we don't have to immediately do anything about that, because it's done for us. And then we rise up to the mountaintops when we're ready, when we, feel that gracing God in us, and we become heralds ourselves. But you know, there's this felt sense right now of resting to hear, to listen, to trust what we're hearing, and then to follow. As we pause with one another on this eve, this vigil of the Lord's own baptism, and we hear how he is the beloved of God, let that settle into our own hearts now. Deep sense. God holding us, caring for us, appearing to us, so that we might have a deep sense of gladness and be able to bear that to others. Peace, my friend, right now, and it's wonderful that we've shown ourselves to each other. And if I might say, even more wonderful that the Holy One of life and light has shown God's self to us in Jesus Christ. Hear and bear this good news. The Lord give you peace.